For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez. Riverside County's Board of Supervisors has agreed to create a committee to study recommendations that call for oversight of its sheriff's department. A grand jury recently made the recommendations after investigating concerns about jail deaths and a lack of oversight. KVCR's Madison Ahmet reports.
29 people have died in jails run by the Riverside County Sheriff's Department since 2023. The grand jury concluded the department needs more transparency and accountability, and it made recommendations to improve jail conditions and form an independent oversight authority. The Board of Supervisors Committee has until January to decide what to do. Lisa Matus, whose son Richard died in a Riverside County jail in 2022, says she hopes they move forward with oversight.
The grand jury report says everything that we've said all along, that there's problems.
Meanwhile, Sheriff Chad Bianco said in a statement to KVCR that his department does not need more oversight. For KVCR News, I'm Madison Ahmet in Riverside.
Cal State is reimagining its Basic Needs Initiative, which has helped more than 77,000 students every year since its creation 10 years ago. Elias Yusra Farsan explains.
The program is aimed at addressing food insecurity and providing housing support. But Cal State Vice Chancellor Dilsey Perez says around 25,000 CSU students still drop out in their second or third year because of high costs.
What that says to me is holistic support to students, where we are sharing the responsibility of understanding what might be a barrier or hindrance to students.
Cal State says it's waiting on new research to inform how to address current gaps. Yusra Farazan, LAS News.
The California Department of Fish and Wildlife is agreeing to let three counties haze gray wolves to protect livestock. CDFW is authorizing sheriffs in Sierra, Layson, and Modoc counties to use less-than-lethal deterrents such as rubber bullets, pepper balls, and bean bags. Kirk Wilbur is the vice president of government affairs for the California Cattlemen's Association.
This is putting tools in the hands of folks who are well-trained, responsible, responsive to the people of California and the people of their communities. And this is going to enable those local sheriffs and their deputies to better protect livestock.
Senior wolf advocate with the Center for Biological Diversity, Amarik Wise, says there are better non-injurious solutions.
If you're getting to the point where you're needing to haze wolves away with rubber bullets and pepper balls, I'd argue that perhaps you haven't been using non-lethals as properly or consistently or at all.
Wise wants to ensure proper training is being done to prevent the accidental deaths of wolves. California gubernatorial candidates Javier Becerra and Steve Hilton will address Latino elected officials and policymakers today. Both candidates are appearing at the National Association of Latino Elected and Appointed Officials' 43rd annual conference in downtown LA. Becerra is scheduled to speak during the conference's breakfast program this morning, while Hilton will deliver remarks during the lunch program later in the day. The three-day conference is at the Intercontinental Hotel in downtown Los Angeles. Cat and kitten intake will remain on hold today at the Palm Springs Animal Shelter as officials work to contain an unspecified illness affecting some of the facility's felines. Shelter officials say they are attempting to contain the outbreak by treating the affected felines and performing enhanced cleaning and sanitation throughout the cat areas. The number of affected animals was not provided. The shelter started the pause on Monday and was hoping to reopen cat and kitten intake on July 27th. This has been your Midday News Report. For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez.